Hi, it's Chris Watkin here, and I'm with Ryan Wolfenden, very well-known estate agent. And I just want to ask him a few curveball questions. Is that okay?
Fire away.
What's been your biggest regret in estate agency?
Probably opening a second office. I think that was my biggest regret. An expensive lesson to learn. Probably got carried away with ego rather than, you know, focusing on more client focused stuff. So yeah, I think that was probably my biggest regret.
Do you still have that second office?
No, we surrendered it after about 2 years, the lease on that.
What did you get wrong?
I thought bigger is better, and we didn't really have the right systems and processes to actually grow and scale, and probably just got a bit carried away, to be honest with you. You know, I probably started making money in the business for the first time and thought, this is great, let's expand, without realizing that I didn't have a solid enough foundation to do so.
Were you finding that you thought you could replicate yourself in the second office?
Yeah, and I just thought that we had a good brand, good reputation, and it was just a case of opening up another location would just, you know, sort of double all the benefits, and it doubled all the headaches.
What would you say to anyone who's considering opening up a second office?
I don't think necessarily it's a bad thing. I just think you need to make sure that you've got a solid foundation. I don't think you should do anything in terms of growing until your systems and processes, you know, get that sort of manual together.
I mean, John Paul says that the business should run without you. So
yes.
Would you wait until the business can run without
yes.
you before you open up the second one?
100%. Yeah.
And did you put a new manager in the second one or?
Kind of. So I joined forces with another local agent and did a sort of a joint venture actually on both offices. So I had a business partnership with Katie Fox, who was a real prolific agent at the time with our existing operation. The idea was to do a joint venture with another agent in the new office, and I'd kind of flip between the two.
And what lessons have you learnt by going into partnership with someone?
You should do that with your eyes wide open as well. I'm obviously still a business partner with Katie, but the other one didn't work out. And I think you need to think long and hard before you get into business partnership with anyone.
What would you do differently next time?
I think I would sacrifice speed of growth for having your own vision and sticking that, and to be true to your own vision rather than just thinking, I want to grow for growth's sake.
Thank you for your time today.